With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hamas has partially accepted President Trump's proposed peace plan for Gaza.
After Donald Trump issued Hamas a Sunday evening deadline to agree to the plan or face stepped-up military action, the terrorist organization agreed to give up power and release all remaining hostages. But other elements of the plan are still being discussed. In response, the president ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip. The war has been raging nearly 2 years since the brutal October 7th Hamas attack against Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Britain, religious and political leaders are condemning yesterday's terrorist attack against a Manchester synagogue on Yom Kippur, which killed two and seriously injured three. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer tells Sky News his nation must defeat anti-Semitism.
This was a dreadful attack, a terrorist attack, to inflict fear, attacking Jews because they are Jews. And it's really important today that the whole country comes together, people of all faiths and no faiths, to stand in support and solidarity with our Jewish community.
Police identified the attacker as Jihad al-Shami, a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent who entered the United Kingdom as a young child and became a citizen in 2006. Hopes for a quick end to the government shutdown are fading. Democrats have refused to budge in a Senate vote. President Trump readying plans to unleash layoffs and cuts across the federal government. On the fourth day of the shutdown now, another Senate vote to advance a Republican bill that would reopen the government failed yesterday on a 54-44 tally. That's well short of the 60 needed to end the filibuster and pass legislation. Meanwhile, Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the chamber will close for legislative business next week. This is SRN News. There's yet another abortion pill controversy.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians is rising in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law in the state of Rajasthan has set off a new round of anti-Christian violence in the area. Hindu groups surrounded the Hindustan Bible Institute September 23rd, arresting two people. One Assemblies of God minister in India told Morning Star News pastors are being arrested and detained. This is SRN News. Indonesian rescue crews discover more remains from the rubble of a collapsed school.
The structure had fallen on top of hundreds of people in the prayer hall at the century-old Kazini Islamic boarding school in Sidoarjo on the eastern side of Indonesia's Java Island. Rescue crews have been working by hand since the collapse of the building on Monday as they searched for survivors. But with no more signs of life detected by Thursday, they turned to heavy excavators equipped with jackhammers to help them progress more rapidly. As more than 50 students are still unaccounted for, the death toll's expected to rise. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lawsuits filed by the parents of two college students killed in a Tesla crash say they were trapped inside as the car burned and filled with smoke because of a design flaw that makes it difficult to open the doors in the event of a fire. You'll find more details on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.